RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, we're back. It's a Victory Monday at Chickie's on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, 13-12 victory in Buffalo. Big win. Your thoughts.
Victory!
For 1 week.
On the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high. And watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! That's what I'm talking about. Good job, everybody, joining in.
Well, Ike, that was an impressive victory after a win that you called. You called it last Monday after the Eagles won the game against the Commanders. You
so
said they're
going
to go in there, and Jack, nobody cares. you said they'd go in and beat the Buffalo Bills, and they did. 13-12, it was as ugly as it could have been, but they won the game.
Yeah, I got to admit, I didn't expect it to look that way. In victory, but you know what? A win is a win. We take them how they come. Let me start with the positives. There's so many positives, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Welcome back, Jalen Carter. My God, he's a monster when he's out there.
That was a different Jalen Carter.
Oh, man, that was it looked like his shoulders felt better.
Yes.
He was out there bench pressing everybody, slapping people upside the head. That's the Jalen Carter we need going into the postseason. Coop, man, what more can I say about Coop? Everywhere on the football field. Jihad Campbell plays yesterday. I thought Quinyon had a good game. Got robbed on one play. That should have been an incomplete pass. But just a defense. Vic Fangio and doing what they did for 43 minutes of that game yesterday against Josh Allen in their building. They should be commended. That's one of those wins where you stick the feather in the cap and you say, you know what? This is what a championship defense looks like. Just across the board, all three levels. Jalix Hunt, how can I forget about my man, 5'8"? Jalix Hunt everywhere yesterday in that backfield, getting after Josh Allen. And then I'll go to the offensive side of the ball. Really just a tale of two halves. First half, I thought they went up and down the field, ran the ball well at times. Jalen made plays on third down, big throws to A.J. to pick up first downs, nice throws to Smitty, got the touchdown to Dallas Goedert. I don't know. It was 13-0. Felt like it should have been at minimum 17-0, could have been 21-0. And then they come out in the second half. I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know what the hell happened in the second half of that game yesterday. Some of it was unfortunate, right? Like, so they get the ball. When they stop Buffalo at the one-yard line, the Josh Allen play on fourth down, I don't know what you expect them to do backed up on the goal line.
Just get out of there.
They just want to get out of there and punt the ball. And even when they punted the ball there, I think they still wind up stopping Buffalo from scoring. So they didn't give up points there. But there's no way to escape the frustration that we've dealt with at times this year about the Jekyll and Hyde sort of personality of this offense. One half they look good, the other half they don't. You know, fortunately, we were able to win this game. It's a good win. I think it's something you can build off of going into next week's game where you still got the number two seed available to you. And I really do, man, and it's just not hyperbole. I look at that as one of their more impressive wins of the season. I know the numbers won't say it, but going up there to Buffalo on the road, Buffalo, we forget, they still have a chance or had a chance to win the AFC East and host a home playoff game. So it wasn't as if Buffalo didn't have anything to play for. And to do what they did on the road going up there, man, impressive win. Good job. Whew, I feel good. Listen, we're going to smack the Commanders Sunday. Let's get ready for big boy football in 2 weeks. Let's get ready for big boy football in 2 weeks.
215-592-9494. I thought it was an impressive win. I've been impressed with the Eagles' resolve over the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. There's a few things I'm definitely impressed by. I'm impressed by the resolve, not letting the season... Like, this season definitely turned around. I don't know where it ends up, but it definitely turned around. It looked like it was heading in one place. It didn't head in one place. They beat the Raiders. They beat the Commanders. And then they go into Buffalo and they beat the Bills. I am impressed by the resolve. I'm impressed by the – I don't know how you can't be impressed by the defense. I thought, numbers aside – like, the way they hit yesterday, the way they tackled yesterday, the way they got after Josh Allen yesterday, I thought it was probably their best defensive performance, just considering the opponent of the year. And I'm impressed by their ability to figure out a way to win games when things aren't going exactly right, and they didn't in the second half. I cannot get the second half. When I'm thinking big picture, you talk about big boy football and the playoffs.
Yeah,
I just can't get the second half out of my head, and not because it's that. It's because it's happened before. But like, how can they have two halves when they haven't completed a pass? And I don't know that it's not to put it on Jalen. I don't know, and we'll get to something that Nick Sirianni said after the game that was a little weird about his role or what it is or what it isn't. I just like, I look at that second half and I think of halves of football that I've seen from the offense like that. And I say to myself, when it's big boy football time in what is turning out to be sort of a loaded NFC, how does that not catch up with them? And it's not just not being able to complete a pass. Also, where does the running game go? In the second half, I think of their 9 or 10 rushes, I think 8 of them were for no yards.
No yards, yeah. And it felt like it.
Yeah, I just...
it felt like it.
Every possession was a 3 and out. They have 17. And I can't... When I'm thinking about their ability to win the Super Bowl, because it's the end of the year, I just... Look, maybe the defense goes berserk in the playoffs,
and
that's what we have to hope happen. I look at the teams they're going to have to play, and the way the Rams are scoring, the way that the 49ers are scoring, I just don't know how they're going to get out of the NFC without the way that their offense looks sometimes catching up to them. And that's what it was a really impressive win, and I thought the defense was awesome. It's just we're in week 18?
18, going into 18 now.
And they haven't solved any of this.
Yeah.
We've seen moments where they have. And dude, if the first half didn't look the way that it did, I don't know if I would have felt that way about the second half. The first half, I'm watching it, I'm going, maybe they figured it out.
Yeah,
cooking. They figured it out. They're like, Jalen figured it out. The running
Saquon
game figured
had
it
some
out.
Nice runs.
Saquon had nice runs. They figured it out. And then we get to the second half, and it's how do you have against the defense – that everybody has run on all year long.
Yeah.
And I just, like, again, impressed by the resolve, impressed by the defense, can't get the offense out of my head.
Yeah, listen, and I understand that, and I understand people focusing in on that. I totally understand that. I've just accepted it.
Yeah.
I've accepted this is who they are. Now, it doesn't mean they're just going to score 13 points, but the offense going through these lapses throughout a game, I've accepted that. It's happened pretty much, with the exception of maybe one game.
Yeah.
the Giants game at home is the only time they didn't have these sort of lapses in a game, and they usually pull away late in games because they have so much experience in winning these games. It's rare that it comes down to our defense. That's why I got a little nervous.
At the end there.
Yeah, at the end. Because we usually pick up that key first down and then run the clock out. And then we win 13-6.
Well, and
it's rare that we get our back against the wall on the damn two-point conversion at the end of the game.
And the issue with the defense there is when the offense, like, can't get a first down.
Yeah.
The defense is on the field against a team that sort of punishes you physically, offensively. And the fact that the Bills eventually got in the end zone, just not surprising that was eventually
going to happen. You know what happens? It's the one little flaw we have with the defense. Our two-minute defense just isn't good.
Yes. It wasn't last year.
I mean, we kept them out of the end zone on a two-point conversion, but the last 5 minutes of the game, they went down the field twice with no problem.
Yeah, yes.
And that's got to be play calling. Not being critical of Coach Fangio, because we wouldn't be where we are without the defense. I'm just saying that's the one part of our defense for the last 2 years where I get nervous when it's going up against a hurry-up offense in the two-minute drill.
215-592-9494. One other thing that has me, like, just especially for a team that plays close games, has me a little worried for the playoffs is special teams. They've made some big plays, for sure.
They make some bonehead ones,
but
too.
Just bonehead plays. So we have a penalty on the opening kickoff.
Yeah.
Which negates.
That's the second time that's happened, too.
And then we have
Shipley was last week where he fumbled.
Yes. Shipley fumbled last. And then Jake Elliott looked fine, but that's in your head.
That's still there, yeah.
And then there's the Latu play.
Come on, bro.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
It's just mindless. It seems like a coaching thing. And I know Michael Clay, he has done a good job. Everyone says he's done a good job, but it feels like a coaching thing.
Yeah, you know what? There, I got to put that one on Latu, man.
Yeah. Like, what's he doing?
That's him wanting to be the one who downed the ball. Like, the ball literally had stopped.
Yes, nobody has to down
it. Yeah, you don't have to do anything. Yes, you can't do anything. And the fact that you were not under control and you still made the attempt to touch the ball, that's him saying, I want to be the one to down the ball down the one-yard line.
Yeah.
Because he's a veteran. He got to know better than that.
He does. He does.
He got to know better than that, bro.
And there have been sort of space plays.
Yeah, those brain cramps. Yeah, I'm with you.
And, you know, the Rams have lost, I think, 3 games this year on special teams. And you know, we've actually won a couple.
Yeah.
But those little things.
Speaking of, Jalen Carter, block extra point.
Yes.
Man.
Right. I said they make plays, which they did.
Man.
But also, you know. All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles win the game against the Bills. And then here is the playoff scenario. If the Eagles win and the Bears lose, they have the 2 seed. If the Bears win, the Eagles can't get the 2 seed, but they both play at the same time on Sunday. So 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, welcome back, crew. Hope y'all enjoyed a little holiday, you know what I'm saying? We glad to have y'all back. Hey, we back on a Victory Monday, hey?
Yep.
Hey, look. Let me give you some cause to pause right now. My man's fighting, you know what I'm saying? Welcome back. Hey, listen. Hey, none of these offenses going to be scoring. Like, last night, that was a great game. They ain't touching them points versus us. 40?
Yeah.
38? Yeah. Listen, I walked to Cleveland and somebody scored 40 on us. I guarantee you that ain't going to happen. Now, listen.
Let's not press our luck.
Yeah. They might also just need to score 21.
That's cool.
I'm kind of with you on the 40 point, though. Yeah, I can't see us giving up 40.
I hope
like,
not.
Like look, who? The Bills, top 5 offense. Lions, top 5 offense. Well, that Green Bay was a top 5 when they played against our defense. We shut them up. They weren't scoring more than 15. All I'm saying is, look, Jalen, Sirianni, we got started. We taking everybody to Pound Town, baby. Look, we got to start. Look, we got to bring the vibes back. It's almost playoff time. Commanders, y'all doing all that talking last week. Josh Johnson, Dan Quinn, I hope y'all coming. You know what I'm saying? Don't be doing no dirty stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday, it was a fluky game. You know what I'm saying? People were getting lucky. That Smitty, that was a catch. I don't care what nobody say. They
I don't care what nobody say that. That. I'm with you. That was a catch
was
by Smitty.
No shot. And they went quick. They went quick on that one catch, number 15. Cox.
He dropped
that
it.
Ball hit
yep.
the ground. Yep. Yep.
So you're following Ike's Twitter. We get it.
Well, you should.
We get it. You're pandering to Ike right now. We get it.
No, listen. I said it too. I'm not really worried. All I know is Josh Allen in the Bills, y'all top offense, y'all scored 12 on us? What? Jalen, we need to give you 21 to 23 points a game. That's all.
Post-season, that's all we need.
23 points a game. Give us that. We got to get the 2 seed because then you got to come to the link. Because when you got to come to the link.
No, we ain't losing at the link. We ain't losing.
This fans, the Eagles, baby. And that defense. Hey, man, he's going back. Let's get the vibe. I don't need no negativity today. Hold that for when we lose. Fight, Jack. I don't care. I know y'all got to do the Monday recap. But it's playoff time. We taking everybody to pound town, baby. We back. Go back.
There he is, Corey. I wish, because Pound Town is really two separate things. Pound Town is defense,
is. Yeah.
And three separate things.
You want to break it down for everyone?
No. Let's keep the third one.
We'll assume what the third.
A lot
one
of
is
kids here today.
Yeah.
It's an adult show.
Yeah. We put that one to the side.
Yeah.
Defense, pretty confident in our Pound Town. You know, defense.
Yep.
Offensively. The run game, it doesn't feel like it's ever really going to happen this year. That is one of the things that is so impressive about the team, that they're 11-5, and the run game has really been atrocious all year. There's only been a couple of games all year where it's looked good. And you thought going into Buffalo, man, everybody runs on this team. Everybody runs on this team. And I think we averaged 3.2 yards a rush.
Yeah, a lot of that's because of what they did in the second half. I thought they ran the ball okay in the first half.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, in that second half, the offensive line deserves some heat for that performance in the second half.
Yeah.
Blocking in the run game. It's hard for me to pin this offense down as to what we're going to get every week. I think it may depend on the opponent that we're facing. But if there's one thing I feel like I can hang my hat on, it's the defense.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the defense. They had one bad game this year, and that was the short week against New York, where they gave up 30 points in that game. They hadn't. No one else has scored more than 26 points on them all year.
The Chicago game wasn't great either.
Yeah, but they held them to field goals.
Yeah.
Instead of touchdowns.
It's weird seeing them get a run on.
They got 200 yards. Yep, yeah. I totally agree. I'm just yardage. I'll bend a little bit with the yardage.
Points.
It's the points that matter the most. It's whether or not you're giving up touchdowns.
Yeah,
the Rams scored 26.
Yes, that's what. Yeah, right, yeah. right. And they blocked the field goal. Yeah, again, right. Yeah. 215. Man, I had something on the running game. I think I lost it. I've been off for 6 days. Okay. 215-592-9494. Lou in Denver. You're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys? Let's go Victory Monday.
What's up, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
Feels great, man. I would just want to say, I believe this team. I still believe in this team. I think we're going to turn around, even though it doesn't look good. The offense is going to turn around in the playoffs. This is what I believe. Can't tell me anything different because I saw it last year, but I can see why people are a little worried right now. On the flip side, if you're a 49ers fan, aren't you worried about your defense? They gave up 38 points.
The 49ers defense has been, they've lost everybody over there.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they can be the number one seed with the amount of players they've lost on defense, that's the...
You know, Bosa and Warner. They're the two best defensive players.
Yeah, if I'm thinking about the Niners and the Eagles, right, I agree with you.
Yeah.
On one side, the Niners can't stop anybody. But then I look, hey, if there's one team...
that you can.
Then maybe it feels like you can stop.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's the Eagles. I don't know. Their offense has also looked pretty ridiculous for the last few weeks since Purdy's got back. So that's a real team. You know, that's the NFC is shaping up to be, you know, the Rams are a real team, Niners real team.
Behind Seattle yet?
I don't buy Seattle. I don't pass. Now, that's a real defense. Could Seattle beat us? If Seattle had home field, could they beat us 16-10?
And they might.
Sure. Yeah, they could.
They might have home field.
They could. But, yeah, as far as the offense turning it on, I'm not buying it's ever going to happen.
I'd be more shocked when that happens than expecting it.
Well, here's one word that you mentioned, Ike.
Yeah.
You said, Spike, sorry. You said, I'm worried going into the playoffs. I'm excited. And I'm excited because of the defense, right? Not because of the offense.
Yeah.
I'm excited about defending our Super Bowl championship and going back to back. Because there's only 9 teams that have ever done this, right? So we would be the 10th team. So basically be a top 10 team of all time if we can pull this off. And I really believe we're going to do it because of the defense. Our defense, everyone's talking about the 49ers. Oh, look at their offense. Look at our defense, man. We can't, like, we're unbelievable. We're somehow better than last year, and we lost all those guys. Howie Roseman was just be sitting up top and like, I paid all these guys on offense and we can't score more than 13 points. He was probably thinking, like, maybe our defense will be what it was last year. We have to rely a lot on these draft picks, and he's pulling it off. But, man, I'm excited about defending our Super Bowl championship. I just want to put that out there.
All right, Luke.
I'm with you there.
Appreciate the call.
I'm with you there.
So there's been some conversation about, you know, were they too conservative in the second half, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. I just go back to what I thought during the game I'm watching. So they're going up against this defense that can't stop anybody from running. And they open up throwing the ball, right? And everybody's like, why are they throwing the ball? Why are they throwing the ball? Then they get a lead. And in the second half, they try to run the ball. And the reason they end up in these third and longs is because they can't run the football.
Yeah.
And I guess I can't get on them for wanting to try to run the football to try to, like, milk some clock and dominate that. They just can't do it.
No.
So when they come out throwing the ball, I want to say that's not who we are and so on and so forth, but you got to stay out of the third and longs. And it seems like the only way that they're able to stay out of third and longs is when they pass earlier in downs. Maybe not first down, but pass on second.
I was going to say, here's the problem with that. When you have two incomplete passes, now you're still in third and long.
You're still in third and long, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only problem with that. If you complete passes, then it works. In a game like yesterday, I didn't have as much of a problem with the approach in the second half. I had more of a problem with the execution. You're in a downpour up there. Buffalo, although they had made some plays, your defense stepped up and made bigger plays and had kept them out of the end zone. So part of your mindset goes to, man, our defense is playing pretty good. We don't need to take unnecessary risk and mess around and turn the ball over and give Buffalo a short field.
Sure.
And that worked for them up until it was 5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, and then they couldn't stop them.
Then they couldn't stop them.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop them. The problem was they couldn't pick up that first down when they needed to.
Just one or two first downs. Yeah. And to give the defense a chance to breathe just
a
little bit.
Yes.
Which I think is probably what we talk about it later, but the decision to go for two when the Bills, I feel like they let the Eagles off the hook a little bit now.
Yeah, I see it both ways, honestly.
Yeah.
Because the Eagles hadn't done anything for a whole half.
Yes.
You have all the momentum. You just scored on your last two possessions. Why not tie the game and go into overtime with all the momentum?
I think they were scared of that kicker.
Yeah. Well, he's a backup kicker.
They had released him today.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, but then also, if you're an offense with Josh Allen and you feel like you got a good two-point play,
well,
don't you want to trust them? So,
and they did. He just missed it.
Well, they were 1-for-6 on two-point conversions this year. Now they're 1-for-7.
Yeah. Wow.
The Bills are this year.
Yeah.
Not good at it.
Yeah.
And maybe Allen's foot played into that a little bit. Maybe they didn't know what was going on there. Maybe they didn't want to put another quarter on him.
Yeah. Poor Josh.
You got to make that throw, though.
Yeah. Yeah. What a bummer.
An elite quarterback makes that throw.
Yeah, it's a total bummer.
It is a bummer.
Saying,
I feel bad for Josh.
I'm just saying, I don't ever remember Jalen missing a throw like that in that moment.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you two guys.
He actually missed every throw in the second half. Literally everyone.
In that situation.
In that type of situation.
Right. I agree.
You know, well, Baker had a chance at the end of the game.
Didn't.
Well, I haven't heard Baker's name on this show in a while.
He's been playing hurt, too.
I feel bad for Joshy. You saw him out there yesterday.
I'm just saying,
he's got to be perfect.
He's hobbling around. He's throwing to Walker and Sutton.
Yeah.
You know.
215.
I can't even brag because of the second half. I can't really brag.
Yes, it was set up for bragging.
Yeah, I can't even brag about it.
I thought today was going to be a long day after that first half.
Yeah.
I was ready to give it up. And the second half happened.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, some Some interesting things Nick Sirianni said and did after the game yesterday.
Holy cow.
Oh, man. He was on one. We haven't had a week like this with Nick in a while. We'll talk about that. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. Eagles win in Buffalo. Still have a chance at the 2 seed. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. So maybe you have some time off over the next, you know, week or so.
It's one of those rates?
A good time. What?
No.
No, this is Colonial.
Yeah, you got to give us a warning.
Yeah. No, none of that. Colonial Hyundai. You have some time off. You've been thinking about getting a brand new Hyundai. Well, there's two things that work for you. First, you might have some time to do it. Second of all, Colonial is going to hook you up by making sure that your payment is low when you buy that brand new Hyundai. That's what the Cars Are John Ashdell is going to do. And he's got a number of mechanisms to help him do it. First of all, on any of the 200 brand new Hyundais in the lot, there's a bunch of SUVs too, as we're in the winter, is he can get you financing as low as 0%. 0% financing is going to lower your payment. He is going to give you more for your trade than anyone else, which also helps lower your payment, a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai that leaves the lot of Colonial comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, 0% financing, more for your trade than anyone else. You got to get over to Colonial right now. Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF, 10,000 miles a year. 20% down plus first payment tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show at 6. Players Lounge at 7. That is your 2:32 pop. Of course, there's 3:30 country, 4:30 90s, 5:30 Creed.
I can't wait for 3:30 country today.
Oh,
you're going to hate it.
Oh, wow. What a sell.
You're going to hate it. Me and Justin in Tennessee were cooking this one up.
Oh, I bet.
We always ask, is Spike going to like this one or hate this one?
You have a good temperature reading on whether I'm going to like it or hate it now, right?
Yeah, 100%. You're going to hate it.
Okay, great. The tune in at 3:30 for 30 seconds of a song that I'm going to hate. That is the show. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
The Twitter Quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip? Make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which describes how you feel more today? Happy with the win or annoyed with the offense? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? What do you feel more today? Happy with the win or annoyed at the offense?
Oh, listen, we are an ever-evolving fan base.
We are.
And I think the fans realize we are in a pivotal point in the season.
Yes.
We got to take the wins how we can get them.
Okay.
So I think more people are satisfied with the win than are complaining about the offense, although not overwhelmingly. So let's go with, since 58 had a big game yesterday, let's go with 58%.
How about 51% happy with the win, 49%.
Okay. A little closer than I thought.
Annoyed with the offense, yep. That is close. That's a close one. Yeah. We will get to Nick Sirianni's comments after the game, which were something else. After we talk to Louie, Nebraska. Louie, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
We got Louie in Denver or Louie in Nebraska?
Only Louis. Only Louis today.
What's up, fellas? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Steve.
Merry Christmas.
What's up, Louie?
Listen, I'm more excited about the win. See, you have to understand that is not going to be pretty. This season isn't pretty, right?
That's
we have
right.
high expectations because we played so well last season. But just because you shot 65 yesterday doesn't mean you're going to shoot 65 today. I'm sorry, son.
That's right, Louie.
This is how it's going to
be. I have no idea what that feels like.
Well, we're going to get you. Well, you're going to see it in April, so we need to talk, me, you, and Fritz. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get you guys a day off.
Yeah,
you know
big.
I mean?
So here we go. Big talking
big
Lou.
Big talk from Lou.
I thought we were going to go to Augusta.
Trip to Augusta.
Me. I'm the big dog. Yep.
Guys. We'll talk about that off here. But listen, guys. Listen to me. The defense really struggled before the bye, right? They've given up, you know, a lot of points before the bye. Now they have four games under 12 points. You have to be excited about that. Am I concerned about the offense? Yeah, but we've also had a high-powering offense before the bye as well. So it's just a tale of two halves. So the only thing I'm concerned about is our offensive line. I mean,
you say we had a high-powered offense.
High-powered offense? What are you talking about, Luke?
Hey, Spike.
You in a parallel dimension? Louis, put it this way. Let's put it this way. I'm no longer like, I'm past the point of being, hey, look at it, I'm mad about it, hey, look at it. I want them to win the Super Bowl. I'm just being honest that when I look at it, I'm just like, I don't know how this isn't going to bite them. Maybe it won't. Like, you know, the Chiefs last year figured out a way to get to the Super Bowl without having a very good offense. They just figured out a way. Maybe they figured out a way. I'm just being honest. I'm watching the defense. It gets me psyched. I'm watching the offense in that second half, and I'm just saying to myself, how is this possible, you know?
Yeah, listen, I understand that, but don't have recency bias, and just remember that we started this year off strong, scoring 24 points or more in our first five games. Now, I'm not saying that that's an issue, and we don't have a high-powered offense right now, but we have the ability to do it, and that's what I am putting my hopes in when it comes to big-time football. You know, Josh Allen can't do it, okay? Joe Burrow can't do it. Jim Herbert can't do it. Come on, the gunslinger took down the slayer yesterday. Took him down.
Yeah.
Come on, man. And I'm not just saying he wins games, but in the higher –
Man, we usually do win games, though.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Can you say win games?
Can you say we instead of he?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, especially
grow up a little.
Yeah,
bit.
I mean, like, let's come on. Game. Yeah.
See
what?
You guys know I'm a Jalen guy.
Always.
You are.
But games like yesterday is another reason why I don't believe in QB win stats,
except when you need it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, except when
I can say a win is a win, and he wins.
I agree. Yes. We agree.
But the QB win stat.
Yeah, you will never hear me. You won't see me use the QB win stat. Have I used it?
I might have to break out some audio. But you are largely not a QB win stat.
Yeah,
largely.
Yeah.
Because of stuff like that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, of course. They won the game. He didn't cost them the game.
But you can't say they won the game because of Jalen.
No,
yesterday.
Of course.
But he avoided sacks in the second half.
Hold on. They scored 13 in the first half.
He
man.
Did.
He
yeah.
did.
Again,
yeah.
was prepared to come in here and say, you know, he does rise. He's a riser. But then the second half happened.
All right.
So well, who's the second half on?
I think it's Betulo.
It's all of them. It's just all of them.
I didn't see Jalen miss throws yesterday.
Well, I mean, he didn't complete any throws.
What I mean by this, I mean like wide open throws.
Yeah, I think yes.
That's a good point. He did not complete.
He
a
didn't
pass
complete.
In the
he also
half.
Didn't. He didn't run the ball in the second half. Either.
He did not run the ball in the second half. So,
and neither did Joshy.
Well, here's this is the well he did Josh
barely
did.
I know.
Well, there was the one run that got him to the goal line.
Yeah, yeah. It was like he was
there. Were a couple there. Yes, yeah. he was. Joshy.
Yeah. It was a shame to see that from Joshy.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of whose issue it is. Good time to talk about Sirianni.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, this isn't an audio thing, but I think it speaks to some of the things he said afterwards. Sirianni's running off walking off the field, and he's screaming, I don't hear anybody saying anything right now. I don't hear anybody saying anything right now. They're not saying blank. They're not saying blank. I guess, I don't know if he's talking about the Bills fans or who it is. A.J. Brown sort of looks at him almost like the people in the office looked at Michael Scott. I know you've never watched The Office, but that was sort of the feeling.
It's pretty good account.
Yeah. He also walked past the locker room and had to turn around, which was also a bit of an awkward moment. Yeah. So he gets – it reminded me of the yelling at the Chiefs fans in 23 a little bit.
Yep.
He gets fired up. It's part of his nature. But then, so he said a couple of things afterwards that I thought were interesting. The first thing is he was talking about people, I guess, not being happy with the win. This is what he said.
You got to give yourself points when you win football games. There's always things to clean up when you come out of a football game. But if you come out of a football game where you win on the road again in a hostile environment, man, they got really good fans. Against a really good football team that's had the sustained success that we have. Like if you come out of this and you have and you're just thinking about all the negative things that happened, that makes for a miserable existence. We'll get there. We'll get to what we need to clean up. And you know, really good first half by the offense, not a great second half, and a lot of different reasons why. I'm never gonna. Winning's hard in this league, and I'm always going to enjoy a win. And then I'm going to be really hypercritical on myself first and foremost, and then the rest of the guys after that, and the coaches. So you feel great.
Yeah, I had no problem with it. I thought, now this is not the going up the tunnel part of it. I just that I can deal without.
Yes,
I can deal without the high school thing.
Yes,
and by the way. I don't believe he's talking to Bills fans.
Oh, you think?
I think he's talking to naysayers.
Media. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, naysayers.
Yeah,
that may have been critical about who they had beaten.
Yeah.
The previous couple of weeks versus going up there and what they did yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I don't think he was talking about Bills fans because there was no animosity going into that game from Buffalo. Like they got their own things they're dealing with. They're not worried about us. It's an AFC-NFC crossover matchup.
I actually think Bills fans and Eagles fans kind of like each
other.
They
are kind of like each other.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's what he was talking about. Now, to what he said at the podium, I completely agree with him. And I hope he got that message across to his players because this wasn't the case a couple of months ago when they were sitting. I know I sound like a broken record, but when they were sitting at 8-2 and we were complaining about how the wins looked and everybody and even by Saquon's own words, the atmosphere on the sideline, at least on the offensive side of the sideline, what did he say? Was terrible? I forgot.
Saquon said,
the actual word.
Whether it was
Saquon
awful or
said.
Terrible
awful
or something,
something
like that.
That,
yeah.
Yes. So that lets you know that they weren't enjoying the winning aspect of it. Yes, you want to play better, and you always hold yourself to a high standard, but winning is hard. And going on the road and winning a game like that, is something that you should take joy in, right? Like these, it is so difficult in this league to win that if you start to take winning for granted, eventually you won't be winning.
Especially on the road in Buffalo.
Yes. So I completely agree with everything he said there, and I hope the players take that to heart. At least the messaging coming out, listening to the players and some of the post-game interviews, it wasn't hypercritical of themselves and how they played. It was at least somewhat satisfaction from them that they got a win on the road against a tough opponent who they actually could see in San Francisco in about a month.
Yeah, I think – you know, even thinking back to, was it the Cleveland game that he brought his kids up?
Yeah.
And he seems so excited with a win. He doesn't understand how other people don't feel the same way.
Right.
And I think it's probably twofold. One, it's just his natural reaction to it. Two, he's probably frustrated the team doesn't feel the same way. Because mm-hmm. I think when he brought his kids up to the podium after the Cleveland game, he was just thinking to himself, we won the game. Isn't everybody happy?
It's a good win.
And
yeah.
he was surprised that everybody wasn't happy.
Right.
So then, all right, so the only parallel I want to draw from the tunnel thing to something he said after was, I think sometimes when he gets very excited with a win, he's done a very good job of talking after games of being pretty concise and not saying something that he shouldn't. he's evolved
sure.
in
yeah,
a big way.
I agree.
But
yeah.
he did say something about the offense afterwards that kind of felt like Nick was really excited and not really thinking about everything he said. Here's what he said.
In the process of doing a better job, you were talking about how you have to get more involved. Does that happen in real time when the play is called by Kevin, or do you go back to him at the bench and say, hey, we could do this, we could do that?
Yeah, it's hard in real time, Sal, because, you know, if there's a play called and then I say to myself, right there in that scenario, like, then you're going to get low on the play clock. So it's got to be better communication from me. I'm saying Kevin did a great job, especially in that first half. I just need to do a better job there in the second half. Again, everything that is on that field has my name on it, not nobody else. So I had to do a better job there. And so it's tough in real time, Sal. It's got to be something that's done a little bit more by me in the in-between series. And that's always a challenge because you're managing the game, you're looking at different things, you're trying to make sure you're looking at things. But I have to do it. I've done that before, so I need to do a better job in that stuff.
So I think what he's trying to do is take the blame, but what he's actually doing, I think, by saying something like that, is you sort of make it seem like Kevin Petullo can't handle it, like by saying, I got to go in and change the play call when it's not good.
Right.
Or I got to talk to Kevin. I got to go do
sure.
that more.
Yeah.
It was almost like... Now, he also said something there that I thought was interesting, too. Everything out there has my name on it. And I think at some point this year, it was probably when he started becoming more involved in the meetings, he was saying to himself, hey, look, this guy was my pick. If he goes down, this looks bad on me. I got to make sure that this looks good because my name's on it. But I think in trying to take the blame for Petullo, I think he sort of undercuts him a little bit by saying, you know, I got to get in there and make sure we're calling different
sure.
plays. You know?
I see what you're saying. I don't think that was his intention.
I don't think that was his intent either.
Right, but I can see where, someone can take that and be like, well, hold on. Is he the OC or not? Is he?
Right,
is
you
he,
said he was calling all the plays.
Yes.
So is he not calling all the plays?
Yes.
Is he
capable of doing this job?
Right, right.
And it's one thing if he's trying to say, if there's a play that I think we could have run that was different, then I need to say something as opposed to not saying something.
Sure, yes.
I'm thinking that's what he's trying to say. Like, if I got a suggestion, maybe I need to be a little more authoritative with that. But I don't want to step on my guy's toes. I don't know. I it was a little clunky. It was.
I
think he had well intention. But like you say, somebody hears that and they could take that a totally different way.
Yeah, that's how I took it both ways. I took it him trying to take blame, but also in trying to take blame, saying like, well, wait a minute, is it who's doing this and
right.
who's not doing it? And also, I start to think he's like, you know, it gets busy. I don't have time to talk to Kevin before. I'm thinking, well, what are you? I don't know. What are you busy with?
What are you busy doing? Well, he's paying attention to other things.
Well,
too.
You're not telling Fangio what to do, right?
Yeah.
So, what I like. I don't know. I mean, aside from talking to your coordinators, and you certainly know Vic Fangio is not taking your advice. What do you?
You're saying he does have time.
Yeah, my guess would be, unless he's reading books or something on the sideline. All right.
What if that came out?
Did you see that he was also reading books?
Reading books?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Richard in Springfield. You're on WIP. What's up, Richard?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, fellas, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's.
What's up, Richard?
I believe they need to get Barkley to the outside, but they got to do the old key fires. Running back option. Defensive backs are caught up so fast. He throws one of them pitches out to Goddard. They can't come flying up on him, and he'll be able to get through right or left, however you just want to do it. He's having his problems because they're all keying on him. And Hurts, as they're doing it these last couple weeks, they need to roll that pocket out. When they roll that pocket out, you see how nice he gets that ball out? He's got time. He can't stand back in that pocket. They just attack him. And they're my 2 points.
So, I'm sorry, the first one is you want more read option? Is that what you're saying you want? Or you want to use a fullback?
Running back option. The way Keith Byers used to throw it to Keith Jackson.
Oh, yes, Mike. Oh, come on, man. You want Saquon to throw the ball?
What, he's not talented enough? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you.
A halfback pass.
Yeah. How many times do you want Saquon to throw the ball?
One time, it'll take it.
All right. Yeah,
Seven, 8 on him.
Yeah, a halfback pass. Listen, we used to have a halfback pass in the offense. Westbrook threw a touchdown, I believe. in a halfback pass.
Yeah, you want to use it's a trick play, yeah. But I don't know that
it would be a staple at offense.
No.
Although Keith Byers threw a lot of touchdown passes as a halfback.
He did. But it was 40 years ago.
I want to steal that play the Bills ran at the end of the game.
The hook and ladder?
The hook and ladder?
They did it last night, too.
I know.
Yeah, they did it. The Bears did it, too. Yeah. Or the Bears did it, yeah. Thank you for the call.
Take that play.
Yeah.
Hook and ladder, yeah. It just works.
They called it at the right time, too.
Yeah.
They did the Texans game.
He threw that ball short of the sticks. I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And then here comes the 26 running around the corner.
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty great play call. Pretty great play call. Yeah, because it was fourth down, right?
That's what I thought we were going to lose. Yeah, it was fourth down.
It was fourth down. I thought the same thing. I was like, why are you throwing it 6 yards?
Yeah. I called it right.
As far as keying in on Saquon, the running game issue is there are a few issues. Mm-hmm. The biggest one is the offensive line. They're just not playing well this year. They don't get very much push. Saquon gets hit before the line of scrimmage too often or at the line of scrimmage too often. Biggest one.
Man, he had a couple of nice runs up that middle where I was like, oh, there he is.
Yes.
Like, oh, there he is. Because I'm used to seeing him hit the edge or what have you. But when he starts running in the middle and making guys miss, man, I thought they were going to have a big day yesterday.
Yeah.
And they did.
Now, we didn't see really any Jalen running yesterday, which I think does help.
I don't think
Saquon.
I saw any. Did we see any?
I think he had officially had three rushes, but maybe he was just escaping.
Right. I think that's what it was.
It was a pass. He ran to the sideline, got a yard or two.
And then the tush push is one of those rushes.
Did we tush push?
Yeah, out the end zone.
Oh, we did. Right. When we were at our own one.
Yeah.
Right. We had two of our, I think, better running games of the year the last two games against the Raiders and against the Commanders. And Jalen ran, I think, seven times and eight times in those two. And I think it's going to have to happen in the playoffs. We're not going to see it this week, most likely. We didn't see it yesterday. I think it's going to have to happen in the playoffs. If they're going to win playoff games, the running part of his game is going to have to be there. And they will have successfully managed through the regular season with that not being there, but it makes a big difference.
Well, the postseason is when you really bring it out.
Yes. Yeah, they have to.
I agree. Hell, you got all offseason to get healthy.
Yes.
it's time to win. Yeah. It's time to go to the Super Bowl now. Don't you feel it?
Yeah, what are you thinking, Jack?
A little bit, what?
What do you think? You've been saying the run is coming.
Yeah.
Do you think the run's coming or no?
I think they're going to be a tough out. I don't feel how I felt last year, where it's like I thought they were so relentless because they could run the ball on you. But I also think they're a really tough out because I think that they're just a winning football team. So I don't feel as like they're a lock to win the Super Bowl.
Confident, yeah.
I don't feel that way. But I also would be surprised to see them getting knocked off.
I would agree with Elliot in this context. He does overstate the importance of turnovers. But I do think they're sort of in the spot where if Jalen were to throw a pick six or something,
turnover and a touchdown?
It could bury them.
Yeah.
A play like that could bury them, you know? And in him taking an incompletion or something and just not turning it over, I think the way that they're playing this year, it just might have to be the way that they do it.
Yeah. Remember that hater Troy Aikman on Monday night?
Yeah.
We was ripping Jalen.
Yeah.
I didn't hear Tom Brady doing any of that.
No.
That's a winner.
He was complimenting.
He knows what a winner is.
Did you hear
is.
How much he was complimenting the play design?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a little birdie.
Well, it's always a birdie.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
It's always a birdie.
He's like, play design, leather gloves, play design, leather gloves. You know, I think
Brady likes Jalen.
He does. Yeah. Sees a lot of himself in Jalen.
Really?
Does he?
Maybe.
The winning aspect.
The winning aspect.
Yeah.
He's talking about the composure and not taking the sacks.
Yeah.
And avoiding it. Yeah.
He was very locked in on leather gloves versus plastic gloves.
Plastic gloves.
Yesterday. He talked about it for two full quarters.
The Devontae, whatever, drop or whatever. So those plastic gloves?
Yeah, he said it about Buffalo, too. Because there were
a couple of
passes. The Devontae catch? Yeah.
That was a catch.
It was moving.
It should have been.
So what? It was moving. He had his hand under the ball.
It should have been whatever they called it. It should have been whatever they called it. If they called it incomplete, I don't think they should have made it a completion. If they called it complete, they shouldn't have made it an incomplete.
And didn't they call it complete?
They called it complete.
Okay,
yes. I think.
Especially when they gave the other guy a catch.
To me, watching the.
There were some calls to let the Bills back in that game.
Watching the replay, like, you could see it either way. So
sure.
they should have just left
just
it.
Stayed with the call on the field.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I also don't think that Josh Allen fumble was a fumble. Just saying. I don't think it was. The ball doesn't go 15 yards the other way if he's not throwing it forward.
Yeah, I hear you. And I understand that stupid rule, definition of that rule they're trying to implicate there. But he clearly wasn't throwing the ball. The ball really slipped out of his hand.
I thought he was throwing it, though. He was throwing it down.
I thought it slipped out of his hand.
It slipped out of his hand, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I said it was a fumble.
Okay, got it. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next.
And they ain't called a pick play on a touchdown. Come on, man. I ain't even getting into all the rest of the complaints.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I mean, you're holding AJ's arm.
Well, the Quinion.
On a deep pass.
Yeah.
The Quinion pass interference is a bad call.
Was horrible.
Bad call. Well, they just call.
Not even close.
They
were trying to get the Bills back in the game.
They call interference whenever they want to call interference.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because both players, the offensive player and the defensive player, are doing it every single play. The offensive player is holding the guy off every single play, and the defensive guy is grabbing his jersey or holding his arm every single play. 215-592-9494. So you may have thought that the second half offense was the most embarrassing thing to happen yesterday, but it wasn't. The most embarrassing thing to happen to Philadelphia Eagles fans, all of Philadelphia, actually happened before the game. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay, then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.